The deep freeze in Massachusetts is making it almost dangerous for thousands of people to remain in their homes. Advocates for the poor say half of the families that qualified for heating fuel assistance this winter have already exhausted it. WBUR's Martha Biebinger visited a Dorchester family desperate for help.
It's so cold in the kitchen of Robin Taylor's Dorchester home that everything is frozen. Taylor picks up a plastic bottle of corn oil and gives it a shake. Nothing moves.
I don't know what temperature vegetable oil freezes at. And that was in the kitchen near the stove.
Taylor's electric stove is the only source of heat on the first floor of the home she shares with her daughter and six-year-old granddaughter. An oil tank in Taylor's basement is empty, and she has no money to fill it. The $900 in oil assistance she received at the beginning of winter is long gone. Oil companies are not required to make deliveries, but utility companies cannot, by law, shut off gas or electricity during winter months.
I keep the stove on all the time, day and night. I boil water and hope that it goes up to the bathroom to, like, warm the seat of the toilet.
Taylor has a space heater in each bedroom that she picked up at Goodwill for $5 a piece. One malfunctioned and started a fire.
No real damage. You know, we were lucky. We were lucky. My daughter has a good nose. She smelled it. I basically put it out.
Taylor, who's 53, has worked in tourism, but hasn't had a job for more than a year. Lately, she's focused on finding help with heat, calling charities, and filling out applications.
And after a while, you just feel like you're begging. Like, okay. I think I went to 9 places, and then I told my daughter, I just can't do it anymore.
The cold, says Taylor, messes with her mind. She finds herself wandering the house, babbling, feeling delirious. So while she should get out and find a place to warm up, she just stays home.
You kind of lose yourself in it, sort of become a hermit. It's just like the three of us, three women struggling.
While Taylor feels isolated, she is not alone. Roughly 200,000 households in Massachusetts qualify for help through the Federal Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program, or LIHEAP. The maximum benefit covers about one tank of oil. John Drew, with Action for Boston Community Development, or ABCD, says about 100,000 individuals and families across the state, half of those who receive aid, have exhausted that benefit.
It really is a crisis at the level of people with low incomes, very low incomes, and their ability to survive this weather by having heat and be able to eat and pay the rent at the same time.
ABCD has asked the legislature and Governor Baker to add some state money for heating assistance. Last year, the state approved $20 million in spending. Baker's spokeswoman is Elizabeth Guyton.
The governor understands this year's bitterly cold weather presents serious challenges for many. The administration will work to ensure that necessary fuel assistance resources are available to the most vulnerable during the winter months.
Today, the Baker administration is releasing the last of the federal money available this year, about $13 million. Crystal Cornegay is the state's Undersecretary for Housing and Community Development.
Our intention is that this will increase client benefits, depending on their income, anywhere from $40 to $70.
But that additional $40 to $70 is just for families who have not yet received benefits. It won't help those like Taylor who have hit the existing limit. So Taylor is getting creative, if that's the right word.
I searched the internet, and I found out that diesel fuel is what the fuel companies use for heating oil.
Now, when Taylor can scrape together some cash, she takes a can to the gas station, fills it with diesel, and pours that into her oil tank.
10 gallons will heat you overnight. Nothing bad happened. We had heat for the day.
Heat for the day, a comfort many of us take for granted that eludes tens of thousands of families in Massachusetts, with the low overnight expected to hit zero. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.